Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Mama's got one night alone in a hotel room. Got some water. Got football. A gluten-free pizza. Got the Stars, though, so I'm happy. It's halfway through the second period, and I finally figured out how to watch. Go to Stars. Mom's night out. Forgot the best part. I'm using a washcloth to wipe my greasy pizza hands and my greasy computer and keep my pizza under control. A washcloth! Don't you feel like if dudes didn't have to live with girls, they would like use a washcloth for everything on their hands?
185 pounder. Check it out.
Who's that sportscaster that bit that lady? Marv something? Andy is like Marv something. Great sportscaster. Big weirdo creep.
Yeah, my neighbor's got a kid that she's supposed to be graduating from Denton Guyer, so her prom was canceled. So this is one thing for her to actually have this graduation. But her brother goes to Texas Tech, and I was talking to him about all their online stuff. And we were talking about, was it Professor Ping earlier, Sam? With the tab on his computer, and this, I don't know why, this just popped in my head. It's a little callback. But he was telling me about some kids in his class got busted for cheating because they all used the same IP addresses to send in paperwork for their classes. So now, why am I telling this story?
One other quick item, and I have to take a little personal joy in all this. Can somebody remind me what the Lakers record is right now? Did somebody say 6-12? Oh, too bad. But
I mean, you know, what are we playing? How we can beat them? You know, what are the things to do to beat them? And just focus on the team, you know. And that's my point right now.
Do you view the Clippers as rivals?
Hello. You ready? Go. Hold on one second. I'm waiting for these guys to stop talking over here. All right. Y'all ready? What's up, everybody? Tim Hardaway Jr. here with the Dallas Mavericks, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on the Ticket.
And dinosaurs.
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 Whoa.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone.
I mean, I don't know, just, you know, there's a lot of stats going on, you know, I think it's a little bit too much stats, you know.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
I am getting naked so fast.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Truck stops are really cool, actually.
Blake Jones. Woo, Blake Jones.
It's good to be back.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. All right. It's Friday. It's game day. It's show 315, our 57th show not done in the Dragon Den of Inequality. We have 201 to catch up to the 258 we did there. Cumulus password expires in 11 days. It is Julie's birthday. Should we be great or no?
Let's be great. 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 Let's be great.
Julie working on her birthday, Jake. Let's be great. Let's be great. Unlike one Jake.
I work on my birthday. I just don't work on my wife's birthday or my mother-in-law's birthday.
Or the anniversary.
Of the first time that we held hands.
Right.
My wife and I, not you and I.
No.
Right.
We can't do that. We have to work on that day. so we can hold hands again. Anyway, way to go, Julie.
Hey, thanks.
What's up?
I'm still here. Made it another year.
What are the big plans? Do you have a special dinner request? Is it now your birthday week? My daughter's birthday is tomorrow, and she's already declared it the birthday month.
Yeah, Blake got a whole month.
She should. Yeah, mine's tough because, so my daughter just had hers, and my son has his after me. He had his kindergarten graduation today on my birthday. So I'm sharing my birthday with a lot of other things, and it doesn't really even feel that special, if we're being honest.
I thought we did the graduation thing the other day.
That was, now you're just going to make fun of me again, but that was Anna's graduation. Today was Ryder's graduation. I have two children.
And Anna graduated from the first year of preschool to the second year.
Well, there's two levels in preschool total. So that was the one first time she takes a step.
Second.
She'll be in the next step for 3 years. Anyways, thank you for the birthday wishes.
Yes, they're very heartfelt and sincere. In fact, we're going to say we got you something for your birthday, although we didn't have much to do with it. Do you have the package or no? Did Blake hand you a package?
He did. It was very mysterious.
What's in the box?
Here, Jake, you got one too. We all got one.
Cool. So let's continue to devalue her birthday.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's 36.
Well, no, this is like a little kid's birthday party. Do you do this in your mom world? We did this.
What?
When you have a birthday party for your, let's go, 6-year-old, 8-year-old, whatever. They're all the same. You have to have a little gift bag for everybody else, too. All the people who attend your party, then they leave with a gift. Because you can't just sit there and watch one kid get gifts, so.
Like it's the Grammys.
Yeah, it's
right. Even if you win nothing.
It's the culture that we're in. What do we call that? Everybody gets a trophy?
Participation trophy culture.
Yeah.
Greg.
So we all got a birthday present. Because we didn't want to feel bad that Julie was getting a present and we didn't.
Could have ruined the whole show.
I'm happy to share my birthday with all of you. It can be all of our birthday.
This is from Big P1, Chris Brulé. Did we ever determine what his name is?
Let's go Brulé.
He's got that
Brulé's
website.
Cooler.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, open it up. Let's let Julie open hers first.
Okay.
And then all of ours are the exact same. Except we're doing an unboxing.
I am unboxing
right now. See
how
many views we can get.
I'm seeing something purple. Looks
that's
like
much
a
better
shirt. Oh my gosh! A Hang Zone Hawaiian shirt? Are you
no
kidding?
Wow.
This is unbelievable.
It's got the house party themed logo on it and everything.
He's got a Hawaiian shirt business on the side. It's 7strong.com. And he's going to work with our guy, Raymond, who does the ticket t-shirts. And I believe they're going to allow these out there through Raymond's website to sell them if you want your own purple Hang Zone shirt, which I don't think anybody really would.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. Why would they?
Because it's awesome.
And it feels very festive. Like, this is a true... So the one I'm wearing today is a Hawaiian-style shirt with slices of pizza.
That's from
really
Chris,
cool
too.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying this is Hawaiian style, but it doesn't feel like beachy. This one I could see with, like, a nice... open, you got like linen shorts on.
Heck yeah.
It's got bright colors around the purple. Incredible.
Now you could even keep yours here if you want, Jake, and never forget Hawaiian Shirt Friday again.
Is this why you didn't wear one today?
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Well, I think he gave us these about a month ago, but this is the first Friday that the five of us have been together.
Wow.
In ever?
And it's Julie's birthday.
And it's Julie's birthday. So let's celebrate. Let's all send Julie Facebook messages or whatever. Are you on Facebook? That's the dumbest question ever. There's no doubt you're on Facebook.
Yeah. Am I that predictable?
I mean, just your mom.
Yeah. I mean, moms. What moms do is say they're going to get off Facebook and then log into Facebook.
Remember the old SNL bit? Like when it was funny, when early Facebook, they had an SNL bit where my mom is on Facebook, and it was like really funny, like, ha ha ha, your mom would be on Facebook. This cool thing that just us people do. And now, they own Facebook.
I cannot describe to you what a golden era it was, though, Dan.
What do you mean?
when it was closed to people with a .edu address.
That's when I started.
I just gotten to college, and you had to be in college to have it. Didn't matter what college.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't realize
that. It was that way for 3, maybe 4 years.
It was so cool.
And you could click on a girl's profile, and she would upload her class schedule and her interests, and you could click on that class and see, all right, I'm in that one. That's that girl's name who sits up there. I already have an in by the, she's into the postal service. Me too. It was awesome.
So you're excited that you could stalk?
It worked both ways. Like people would, that was the original slide into the DMs, and nobody was posting about vaccinations or the Capitol or China.
Sharing funny videos.
None of that. Nobody was selling old chairs. It was just trying to get laid.
That's not how I looked at it, but that's an interesting perspective.
It was, I mean, that's why it was created.
To get laid.
Girls and guys always have different perspectives, Julie.
So that's what you all were doing when we were posting our party.
Yeah, when you went out, when you went out to the bar or whatever, the guys, that's the guy's mindset.
And they would all would tag their friends in their pictures. That was a new concept at the time, and I'm like, I'm not as interested in you, but the name of this person is right underneath her face. Let's see what's happening over there.
I'd always get excited when I'd wake up and it's like 6 new tags.
Oh. Me too. It was a simpler time.
Those were
man.
The days.
It was a simpler time.
You going to the game tonight?
I think that one was for Julie.
Oh, for me? No, I'm not.
She's so deep into that t-shirt or the Hawaiian shirt.
It's very cool. No, I'm not going tonight.
You went last Friday.
Yeah, I went last Friday.
That was bad luck. I'm glad you're not going.
Well, that's fine. I would hate to be the reason the Mavs don't win tonight, so now no one can blame me.
We all got to do the same stuff, or not do the same stuff.
Can't help you.
You can't help me not do something?
Well, because I'm going.
Yeah.
It's too late now.
Yeah, you bought those tickets a while ago, or you got those tickets a while ago. You're taking Blake, right?
I am.
For his birthday.
Look at that.
Oh. That's so
just
nice.
A celebratory show.
So for Julie's birthday, you allowed a P1 to make some shirts that we all get. And for Blake's birthday, you're taking him to Mavs Game 6.
It's 30v36, though. 30's a big deal.
Yeah, he gets a whole month. Like I said, mine
and
is
Julie's
fair.
36? You're revealing that on the air? Did she say that on the air?
Yeah, I said it on the air.
Said it. Yeah.
Okay, you're not concerned about that?
No.
You're,
it is what it is.
I remember 36, though. That was a thing because now you're closer to 40.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Now you're late 30s for the next 5 years.
I woke up and my back hurt. I'm starting to feel old.
Back up.
Back.
Anybody else doing Wim Hof?
I am. I have every day this week.
I'm 3 days in.
Explain.
We had the Iceman on, Wim Hof.
But what do you mean? Like his breathing methods?
Breathing methods and then cold showers. And then a mere 4 days after we had him on, he was on Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. We had Luca on, then he was playing in the playoffs. Spot the lie.
We do have a, what is it? The hang zone kiss? The hang zone? There, we have some kind of a, what's the opposite of curse?
Blessing.
Okay.
Doesn't roll as well, but.
No.
Yeah.
People do well once they're on our show. They might not do well on our show, but then they do well after.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I feel as good as I have in a long time today. You just, after the run, you're laying down on your back. You do a little 10-minute thing from his YouTube channel, then take a cold shower, and you feel like $1 million.
Could I do all that without the cold shower?
I don't think the whole shower has to be cold.
No, just 30 seconds at the end.
That sounds miserable.
At the end?
It is.
I actually like to do it at the beginning. Because if you run outside, and especially if you have a grizzly bear's pelt on your face, I like the cold part at the beginning.
How fast can you get the quiz music? We could do a quiz for Julie's birthday. Because it might skew her way. Of course, I have to find it, though. So really, let's not do it just yet.
This is interesting.
Here it is. I did have it all prepared.
Play it again. Bring it back.
Julie won our last quiz, right? Wasn't it a WNBA quiz?
Correct. She's 1-0.
Yep. So predictable. I win the WNBA quiz.
I don't know if you'll do well in this one, because same format. So we're going to go around the room. Person to person.
Okay.
You have to name one of these things, and then if you get it wrong, you're out. And last man standing.
We're going to break early.
What do you mean?
I feel like the dumb zone is... There's not a quiz you could find.
Really don't be about the Rangers.
We get to the second round.
Don't have much knowledge. General knowledge.
Here it is. Teams that are in or were in this year. Should we go were in or still alive, Blake?
I think we need to go were in.
Were in. Okay, if they were in. There's 16 of them. Teams that were in the NHL playoffs.
Okay.
Oh. That sounded confident.
Well, more confident than WNBA.
Okay.
We have more choices.
Do you?
There aren't. Okay.
So, because Julie won the last one, we're going to have her go last.
Okay.
Is that okay, Julie? On your birthday?
That's fine.
Because she's got to be super confident right now.
Yeah.
I'm brainstorming.
But computer's closed.
Yeah.
So we'll go around the room. We'll start with Blake. This is his birthday month.
Back.
And we're going to go around the room clockwise, right? So Blake, Mino, Jake. So got to name a team that was in the playoffs. Go.
Give me the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yes. Mino?
The Toronto Maple Laughs.
Jake?
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yep. Only one of those three, by the way, is still in the playoffs. So I guess we could have made it tougher. Julie?
Colorado Avalanche.
She's so cocky. I'm
not.
Yeah, you get a little bonus if they're still in the playoffs. Blake?
Washington Capitals.
Mino?
Montreal Canadiens.
He heard Bob talking about Montreal beating Toronto in their series. That's the only reason.
I'm at a real disadvantage here.
Go.
Boston Bruins.
Yep. You guys are doing too great. What if everybody gets them all right? This will be a failed quiz. Julie? Julie will get it right.
Carolina.
Blake?
Edmonton Oilers.
It might just show how into hockey everybody is. Mino?
Nashville Predators.
All right, we're doing well. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left. Can we just nail them all?
New York Islanders.
You got that one. Julie? 5 left.
Winnipeg.
No one has one wrong yet.
Dang it.
This is not the
I'm
way we thought
though.
This would go.
I'm really running out.
And there's 4 left, so we would end with Julie, possibly. Blake? This is showing how into sports we all are.
The Florida Panthers?
You got it.
Damn it!
Mino, there are 3 left.
I've been guessing this whole time. Let's keep it going with the Chicago Black Hawks.
Mino's out. You are the weakest link.
Just wanted to say Black Hawks.
Why don't you grow up, bro? Go ahead, Jake. 3 left.
The Seattle Kraken. I don't have another guess. I'm out.
Okay. Jake out. Mino out. Julie and Blake. The showdown.
Man. I think that I'm fresh out, too. Florida was what I was thinking.
3 teams that were in the playoffs. One of them is still alive.
Yeah. Have to phone a friend, I guess. Blake?
You're passing? Okay, yeah, now if Blake gets it wrong, then I still...
Yeah.
You're passing.
Yeah, I thought of all the ones I could off the top of my head, and now my brain is done.
Julie's husband is the video coach for the Dallas Stars.
I know, and he hasn't been letting me watch.
Video!
You feel like he is shaking his head right now?
I doubt he cares.
Yeah, he's probably at a club. He has no idea what she's doing. Go ahead, Blake.
I'm going to guess the LA Kings.
Well, you're wrong. So that means our winner is Julie, since she passed.
We all did pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
You have your St. Louis Blues.
Oh, they're out, so I didn't even think about them.
Yep.
That Minnesota. And a team that's still in.
Tweeting about them.
The Vegas.
Damn it. That was the one.
GKs.
That was the one.
Are still in.
Yeah, Matthias Janmark scored a hat trick for them in a playoff game.
No, now she's
That's some information that would have been helpful.
Remember him? And y'all made fun of me when I was sad that he left the Dallas Stars.
Julie, we would never make fun of you.
I know.
Especially on your birthday.
What a sports show, though.
Yeah, you know? That was very impressive. All right. Let's get on to more sports in this sports show, because it is game night. Pretty exciting. Am I talking about the Mavs, or am I talking about the return of KG?